This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday thanked European Union's lawmakers for declaring Russia a, quote, state sponsor of terrorism, and said authorities are doing everything possible to restore energy to the country plunged into darkness because of Russian airstrikes. A punishing new barrage of Russian strikes on Ukrainian infrastructure on Wednesday caused power outages across large parts of the country, as well as neighboring Moldova, piling more damage onto Ukraine's already battered power network and adding to the misery for civilians as winter begins. Mourners gathered at a cemetery in Jerusalem on Wednesday for the funeral of a 15-year-old killed in an explosion in Jerusalem. Two explosions near bus stops in Jerusalem at the height of the rush hour killed the teenager and injured at least 18 in what Israeli police said were attacks by Palestinians. The violence came as Israeli-Palestinian tensions are high amid Israeli raids in the occupied West Bank. A 6-year-old boy has been pulled from the rubble of a deadly Indonesia earthquake after spending 2 days trapped under debris without food or water in a miracle rescue. The dramatic rescue captured on camera Wednesday evening revived hopes that survivors could still be pulled alive from the wreckage days after the strong tremor hit West Java on Monday, killing at least 271 people. Video showed rescue workers pulling the boy free from a destroyed home, wearing the blue shirt and trousers he had on when he became trapped. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. African leaders have declared a ceasefire in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo starting Friday, which is aimed at stopping attacks by the M23 rebel group, they said in a statement. The declaration was issued by the leaders of Congo, Rwanda, Burundi, and Angola, and former Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta after a summit on Wednesday aimed at finding solutions to the East Congo crisis. Eastern Congo is facing an insurgency by the M23, a Tutsi-led rebel group which the Congolese government claims is supporting neighboring Rwanda. Rwanda denies this, but M23's resurgence this year has caused a major diplomatic crisis. Nigeria launched oil and gas drilling for the first time in the country's north on Tuesday as it seeks to diversify away from the oil-rich Niger Delta. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
President Muhammadu Buhari said the field has reserves of 1 billion barrels and 500 billion cubic feet of gas.
We are able to attract investment of over $3 billion United States dollars to this project.
The Kolmani facility, which will include an oil refinery, gas processing unit, 300-megawatt power plant, and a fertilizer plant, is a departure from Nigeria's traditional oil heartlands in the Niger Delta. That region has been blighted for decades by oil spills into farmland, creeks, and lagoons.
A Walmart employee killed 6 people and wounded several others before fatally shooting himself at a store in the eastern U.S. state of Virginia, authorities said on Wednesday. In the latest episode of gun violence in the United States, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The Tuesday attack came during a busy holiday week and is the latest episode of mass gun violence in America. Chesapeake Police Chief Mark Selesky said the shooter was found dead at the scene. Tuesday's bloodshed comes just days after a gunman killed 5 and injured 17 at a Colorado LGBTQ nightclub, and also follows an attack in Charlottesville, Virginia, when 3 members of the University of Virginia football team were shot and killed after a suspect opened fire on a bus full of students. Walmart employee Brianna Tyler told ABC News that the shooter was a manager at the store, saying, quote, "I looked up and my manager just opened the door and he just opened fire."
UNICEF officials say a cholera outbreak sweeping through Haiti is growing a number in children amid surge in malnutrition. The UN agency said Wednesday the deadly combination means about 40% of cholera cases in the impoverished country of more than 11 million now involved children, with 9 out of 10 cases reported in areas where people are starving. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.